Now we are ready to start.
Molly, you started Bennett's Circus over 10 years ago. How did you get interested in the circus?
I've always loved animals, especially horses, because we had them on the family farm. For my 5th birthday, my parents took me to see a visiting circus. I thought it was so wonderful that from then on I dreamed of running my own circus one day. After finishing school, I spent a year in the United States. I got my first circus job there. I absolutely loved it.
Did you go to university?
Oh, yes. And afterwards, I was offered a teaching job in Germany. But I never actually took it up, because I found work in a German circus instead. That's where I learnt how to make horses perform to music. It's a really difficult skill, but eventually I was allowed to appear in the circus ring. It was fantastic.
I can imagine. Was it hard work setting up your own circus?
Absolutely. But my husband Tony, who was a driver at that time, shared my dream of having our own traditional show. He made all the circus trucks and vans, including the old-fashioned wooden caravan, which we still live in. It took 2 years. All this time, I was working in circuses around Europe to pay for the big tent and to get as much experience as possible.
So what sort of acts will the audience see in your circus?
No two seasons are ever alike. Last year, all the music and costumes were from the 1960s. This year's show is still a secret. I have given up performing myself, but there will be a Russian strongman, a Scottish clown, a high wire walker from Africa, and a former gymnastics champion.
And how long is your touring season?
We go on tour for up to 5 months every summer. We usually go back to the same places and spend about a week in each. We've added a couple of new venues to this year's tour, but we never travel further than about 100 kilometres from our home base.
What do you do for the rest of the year?
Tony has his own business and wants me to help him, but I'm always too busy planning next year's show. That means everything from arranging the programme to sewing the costumes. I'd like to write a book about my life, but that'll have to wait.
Well, we'll look forward to reading it one day. Molly Bennett, thank you very much.